Now, you're very welcome to this roundtable discussion in Leixlip. I'm joined today by Social Democrats TD Catherine Murphy, Fine Gael Councillor Joe Neville, Fianna Fáil Councillor Bernard Caldwell, Social Democrats Councillor Nuala Killeen, Declan Purcell and Rory Crehan from the SOS Leixlip Group, local resident and community man John Colgan, and Mars Blake from the Leixlip Youth Project. And we have a lot to discuss today. With its proximity to Dublin, do you feel as though Leixlip is a town that has reached its potential, is reaching its potential, when you look at the dereliction within the town? Why are we seeing the level of dereliction within Leixlip?
Some very big industries in the area. There's an expectation that that would bring prosperity, and that's why it sort of stands out that the village is really punching well below its weight and has been going backwards for some time. I think the loss of the two, well, one bank completely and the other bank where it's cashless, I think where it was a bit of a body blow, because what, and indeed the post office is, to the outskirts of the town. And Leixlip is built on two hills, which is unusual, where the village is, if you like, pulled together. And that's why the village should be the centrepiece, and there's really a serious problem, I should say, with dereliction. Some of that is about property owners deciding not to use, or not using the premises that they have. Obviously there's some sanctions that can be put in place there, and some of them have happened in relation to the Derelict Sites Act, but the council have been slow to move on that.
Okay, does anyone else want to come in on that, the dereliction? Bernard Caldwell, if you want to come in, Fianna Fáil councillor.
First of all, welcome to Leixlip. Nice to see you coming this far. We are 11 miles from the city centre. So, we have two train services, and really we have three nowadays, because there's buses going every few minutes over to Hazel Hatch. Dereliction, well, there's only one derelict building on the main street. The rest are in ownership. And the people who own them, as Catherine says, have a different view than we have. I think they're willing to hold on to them, and I don't know what the outcome is going to be. But Leixlip is a good village. We have a lot going for it. I mean, we're the biggest industry in the country here in Leixlip. Try to buy a house in Leixlip, it's very hard, they're expensive. And that's because of our proximity to Dublin. We have Liffey Valley, and we've planted a shopping centre just down the road, 5 miles from here. And we have a good bus service. Now, the Comfy bus service has just improved, but at the same time, there are buses going to Liffey Valley. And there's derelicts in every town in Ireland. Sometimes, we look at derelicts and say, well, how can we solve it? Well, as councillors, we don't own the buildings. The county council doesn't own them. They're doing their best within the law to move on and see what they can do with these buildings.
Okay.
It's a process.
We're going to get the views of SOS Leixlip in a moment. Joe Neville, you had your hand up. You want to comment there on what you've been hearing?
Kildare County Council do indeed own one of the largest vacant derelict sites in Leixlip Village. They own the one at the old DSP shop, which they bought in 2006, have left it vacant for 17 years, something I've been pushing them to do something with. And there's plans for it now in the next year or two, but at the same time, they have contributed heavily to the dereliction of the town, and we have to acknowledge that too. As everyone has said here, Leixlip Village is, it's a great place. There's a lot of good community, a lot of good things happening, but it has struggled over the last 15-20 years after the bypass that happened. And there was changes made that you couldn't park, there was no on-street parking the way there was previously. And look, like every other town in Ireland, has been hit by online shopping, so those factors have contributed to a decline. And as I said, some of the owners of the sites haven't helped by leaving them derelict and not moving them on.
Okay, the SOS Leixlip Group, why were you set up in the first place, and what do you advocate for exactly?
Well, SOS stands for Save Our Street. I agree with the previous speakers that Leixlip has a good bit going for it in terms of transport links, and we've got industry around the town and so on. The amenities we have, however, are out on the outskirts of the town. Now, when I came here 50 years ago, the main street was thriving. There were shops everywhere, people walking everywhere. But over the years, I've become slowly more and more disheartened as shops have closed, people have gone. More and more traffic. You can't do anything about traffic, in my opinion. It's there because the population is what it is. So the key issue, and why we established ourselves, only a small group of us, is to do something about the main street. Not just the one or two derelict properties that are there, but there are plenty of buildings there that probably could be better turned out. which might actually attract footfall.
So that comes back to the original question, and John Colgan, I'll come to you in a moment. Nuala Killeen, if you want to come in on this, yourself and Joe Neville, obviously born and raised in Leixlip, you would have seen it. Is it reaching its potential when we have Save Our Streets being set up?
The community in the town is not punching below its weight, but the council is. Facts came out the other day that 15.9% of the commercial units are vacant in Leixlip. It's the highest rate in Kildare, and continuously every year Kildare County Council refunded those commercial buildings their rates. And also when you look at the budgets, Kildare County Council are significantly underspending on community, public realm and recreation funding. They'll spend all their roads, all their housing budget, but they'll spend 11%, 13% of community and public realm. And community and public realm are for everybody. Everybody benefits, everybody pays tax. There's a huge number of unspent development contributions in Leixlip, and so we feel like we're the forgotten child. But when you look at the community and the community groups, they're punching well above their weight. There's people looking after the wonderful barn, there's people looking after tidy towns, and there's huge fabulous projects going on. Here we are in the community centre that's been created by the community. You've got all the scout groups, the sports groups, you've seen the sports pitches outside. Leixlip is a fabulous community. It's a beautiful space. People come together, we talk to each other, we talk about the difficult things that arise. The council have left us in the cold, and I've made it a focus of my council term to talk about funding, to talk about where is the money being spent, to talk about what projects are we going to work on.
And we're going to come to those positives and the issues. John Colgan, you've obviously been a long time resident here and a community man, former town councillor.
Yeah, I want to be careful to avoid being entirely negative. We have thousands of relatively new houses with happy people living in them, adequate schooling for people. We have a very good amenity centre. The Catholic Church has a parish centre that's available to anyone and everyone, and there are a few others. However, I'm living in the village since 1991, and in the last fortnight, for the first time in my life, I said to myself, did I make the wrong decision to move to Leixlip? Because I see very little prospects in the future, mainly because of inactivity by Kildare County Council. And by the way, I'm not referring to councillors. We have had no new roads built over those years. When I drive to Naas to occasional meetings, the whole place is surrounded by new roads and green fields. We have the main street in Leixlip is essentially used by motorists to get from A to B, and they fly through it. It hasn't been helped by the council putting lovely gridded corners at each end of the main street. The footpaths are very narrow, less than a metre wide in places. Crossing the bridge, the Rye Bridge, would be 2 feet wide maybe. So it's not a nice place to walk in. And the footfall for all those shops who are doing their best to survive and to grow, because there are new ones, thanks partly to SOS, it's very hard for them. And I don't think anything will come of it until we get that traffic off the main street and bring it back to the way it was in the 1970s. And the only way we can do that is by a campaign to stop, for example, to do away with the tolls on the M50, because people are rat-running through Cluny into Leixlip village. And by building new roads which circumnavigate the town.
Right, and I just want to pick up on one thing that you mentioned there, and I want to bring Rory in as well from SOX Leixlip, because Rory, I understand you're a business here in Leixlip as well. What would you have to say to some of what you've heard here from that point of view?
Yeah, well, as everyone said, they've highlighted good parts of the town and how good the town is. The issue that I would see from a business down in the town is we have, as I know John was indicating, huge traffic flows through the town. We have a lot of activity passes the town. But as businesses within the town, we don't seem to be able to capture it. And it's a broken record being said for donkey's years about the parking and the paid parking and the availability of parking and how it's managed by the council and all the rest of it. They're using a kind of a one brush or one rule fits every town as to how to implement parking. When Leixlip, as was already said, is down the bottom of a hill, is limited in space, we need to look at different ways of managing what we have. Traffic is coming through the town very heavy, I get John's point on that, but it's a case of if it's coming through the town and we can't use it to the town's business benefit, then there's also something even more wrong with that. We need to look at Leixlip, what can be done to use what is there, as in the population that lives around Leixlip, which is growing the whole time, and yet the town is dying, which already pointed out is a really odd situation to be in, where you have population growth and retail decline, but in a small town like Leixlip. You know, derelict units, it's interesting you say the first thing you noticed was the dereliction as you drove through the town. Again, it shouldn't happen in a town that's got so much going for it and such a high population living around it. You know, one of the biggest ratepayers in the country is only up the road from us. And you know, we're not tying them back down into the village, as in, you know, encouraging their staff and their people to use the village.
Catherine, I want to come back to you and just what John said as well, which I think is quite stark, and I put it to everybody at the table here. If you have somebody who's come into the town in 1991 and in 2024 is questioning whether he made the right decision to move to Leixlip, that must be very disheartening.
Leixlip village is that a village, and we have a population of a town, and you need to grow along with the village. Didn't actually grow, as the, in fact it's gone backwards, but that is the main street, and I think it's really important that we don't actually define Leixlip as the main street, and we do need to look for solutions for the main street, but the town is so much more than that, and it's already been said it's a great place to rear children. There's terrific sports clubs. There's great assets, like, you know, there's like St. Catherine's Park on one side, the wonderful barn on the other side, which has great potential and that needs to be developed. And that's where Nuala is talking about in relation to the spend, in relation to the public space, and that comes down to the council. So, like, people, when they came to live here, they look at all of those things, and they look at things like, for example, the public transport routes. I mean, obviously, we're going to have DART Plus, and I think that's going to be a real benefit. Now, it'll be very difficult while it's being built. So there are an awful lot of very positive things, but the real disappointment and the thing that people is really bothering people is the main street. Because it shouldn't be insurmountable.
Is there too much focus at the main street? Joe Neville, if you want to come in on that.
Anytime you go through it or you walk through it, and everybody is conscious of it, of the sites being derelict, people, the facilities, the basic facilities they used to have, the people are wondering what's going to be next. You know, you lose Bookies goes, a bank goes, Senior Post Office goes, Senior Shop goes. That's the way these things will work, because the footfall keeps decreasing, and in fairness, every business owner is worried about it, and rightly so. So is it important? Of course it is, because that is the a major topic of conversation in the town, and people do want support, and people in fairness are wondering what can we do, what do we need to do, and I suppose that's why it's important to have these discussions, and as well, and obviously come with ideas to actually fix it.
I want to put it frankly as well, and I know I'm talking to a room of Leixlip people, but there might sometimes be a perception out there that Leixlip is just an extension of Dublin, and that maybe it's falling in between two stools from a Kildare point of view or a Dublin point of view. Does this town have its own identity?
Absolutely has its own identity. Leixlip has been a growing town since the early 70s. A lot of towns in Kildare have grown in the same way. You could argue the same point about any town in Meath or Wicklow or whatever else. Leixlip is a place that obviously started growing in the late 60s, early 70s. But a huge population of people grew up with, like me, like Nuala, and Catherine raised her family in the same way, same way with the Purcells, so went to school with their kids. You know, we're all friends, we're all strong, we have great, and Catherine spoke to it as well, about the great sports clubs, the great community centres. This is a vibrant, brilliant place. And it is, and it has been for me to grow up, and it's a place where I'm bringing up my kids. And the only reason I'm here to grow up my kids is because it is a great place. So yes, so for the positives that are here, absolutely. And does it have its own identity? I walk up and down, same with anyone here. We all know each other, we're all friends, and we'd see each other from place to place. That's the type of place that Leixlip is. It's a very friendly, great place to live. So yes, is there problems on the main street? Is there other problems? Have the council underspent? Of course. But don't get anybody get the idea that Leixlip isn't a brilliant place to live. It doesn't have its own identity.
I'd like to speak about the identity.
John.
We partly lost our identity because we lost our town council, which I spent 13 years campaigning to establish. To the opposition, by the way, of TDs from every party, some publicly and some privately. It was the last town council to be established. We had a form of identity. We had the council meeting monthly. We had an annual report in everybody's house saying what they did. That's gone now. When anything happens in a town now, it's the PP that's wheeled out to discuss it, just as it did with the youngster who was killed in Shannon recently, another town that got a town council. Greystone's got a town council around the same time. Mm. So that's part of the problem, but it's not the only part of the only bit of the problem.
Okay. Nuala, and I'll come to you then, Declan.
A lot of people in the town and the village do talk about the re-establishment of the town council, but I'd like to kind of defend Leixlip's identity. The castle has been occupied for 1,000 years. We've churches that are 1,000 years old. Guinness started in Leixlip. You know, we have fabulous canals, which would have been a bustling service. People grew in the village, the towns grew because it was the workhorse for both Kildare and Dublin. I feel that, like, maybe people who live in Leixlip have a very strong sense of identity. They love their sense of place. They love their sense of community. We're all connected. But we feel that we're judged from external. Maybe the council is based in Naas. Maybe they don't look at us in the same way. But there's a mix of kind of backgrounds of people in Leixlip, from maybe Dublin centric, maybe other parts of Ireland. But it works quite well. And actually, Leixlip is kind of the workhorse of Dublin, with a lot of people commuting. I think there's 40 or 50% of people commute every day into town. So I think we don't have an identity problem. We have other people supporting us problem.
Okay, Declan Purcell of the SOS Leixlip Group, I want to bring you back in on that.
Yeah, thanks very much. I do agree with people who have said that Leixlip, you know, is a nice place to live and it has its own identity. That's all good, and there are lots of facilities there. However, what concerns me is that Leixlip, first of all, is a victim of its own geography. And I think Catherine said that at the outset.
Exactly.
It's between two hills, trapped between them and a river.
Rivers.
Right. However, there are plenty of towns in Ireland, I'm sure, that have similar geographical problems, but they still seem to thrive and survive. The second thing I just want to pick up is about the Kildare County Council. There is, and your own question, there is a feeling, a general feeling, I think, that if you looked at the map of County Kildare, we're at the top right-hand corner of it, and we might as well be in Dublin, is what a lot of people think. Mm. And in that respect, I think there's a general feeling out there that Kildare County Council as an entity, I'm not talking about councillors now, but Kildare County Council as an entity has forgotten about us. Maybe it's that we never shouted loud enough. That's always a possibility. But I'd love to see something like a town hall meeting called by the officials. I even understand there's a town manager for Leixlip based in Kildare County Council. I didn't know that. But I'd like to see some visibility on the ground from the County Council, officials and corporately.
Bernard Colwell, do you want to come in on that?
I often get worried about people hammered in Leixlip sometimes, saying, we haven't got this, we haven't got that. I ran the festival for 30 years, and the weekend of the festival, a lot of businesses closed. Now, if I had a business in Leixlip at the weekend of the festival, I'd open the shop, I'd get people in, but people went home. Same with on the Christmas lights. On the Sunday, all the shops are closed. So, I mean, to me, when you get a crowd, you keep them. But when we get a crowd in Leixlip, we forget about them. They all go home, and there's no benefit. Regarding the council, I don't blame the council. I think we have a vibrant town. There are very, very good businesses on our main street, and they do well. Not everybody is crying. I mean, if I give somebody 50 grand tomorrow,
would there be a Save Our Street
group
set up, though, if there wasn't any
for
that?
Save Our Street is fine, but you give a fella. I was in the clothing business for 30 years. I visited more towns in Ireland than you could ever imagine. I was in them. You give a fella here 50 grand, right? Open up a shop in Leixlip. What are you going to open up?
With this, Bernard, this is the point. If we have a town that at the moment has a lot of empty units, and you say about opening new business in it, we need to, between the councillors and the council and everyone working together, needs to make Leixlip the sort of town.
But can I ask you a question? You're a business person, right? Save Our Street came into existence, it was last September, right? In that time, what have you done in your shop to get extra people in?
What have I? What have we done to get extra people in? I think I'm trying to get my head around that particular question aimed directly at me as to what
value. If you give value, you'll get customers.
But that's only if they can stop in the town.
Well, sorry, look, yeah,
the council took 52 spaces.
No, I'm just saying. I was in the clothing business for 30 years, right? When we give value, we got business.
Right,
if you give no value, people just...
You give some of the businesses more control over what happens in the town, and maybe then we will
We might get them in.
We got up every morning, opened our shops, traded through everything. Yeah. You're picking a very short period of time from September to now.
I'm just saying, what have you done in that period?
Spar and myself have invested massively in Marsite in the last 18 months to 2 years. Huge amount of money there. Other businesses have done the very same thing. And to turn around and say that, what have we done to make this right? We're trading every day and doing what we're doing. And all during all the messing that happens, we're now at a point whereby things that we've been complaining about for years, there's no changes, right? Parking, it has been screamed about for years. We need to incentivize what we have because what's there is not working for the town.
Okay. Is that pulling the blame maybe on the shop owners who, we're talking about dereliction here. So we have a shop who is working, and as Rory has outlined, the work that he's doing there, but we're talking more about dereliction. Nuala, you've your hand up there.
I just wanted to say that I don't think it's fair to target any single business owner, and in fairness to Rory, his shop is very busy and he's invests a lot of money. It's been quite modernised. You see queues of people outside it the whole time. There are businesses that invest in Leakslip and their businesses are thriving. They're investing in staff and they're keeping their staff there beside the dereliction. But one thing I wanted to mention about the council, we've asked them to open a customer service point in the north of the county. And we don't mind if it's Leakslip or Selbridge, but so that they can take the temperature of what the issues are with the community in terms of housing, in terms of all the different issues that come up, so that they can understand the issues that are presenting in the north of the county. They've said the last couple of years they've budgeted for it. They've chosen not to do it yet. I think it's essential that they turn up and they take the temperature of the town. They see what the issues are, because as councillors, we bring them the issues and sometimes they either accept them or don't accept them. But I actually think it's very encouraging that the business community have come together now. They're being very positive, they're being very proactive, they're solution focused. Yeah. And as councillors, we can put the building blocks in place. And in terms of what has anybody done to open shops, I tried to introduce meanwhile use as part of the county development plan. It wasn't supported by other councillors at the time, but people are talking about it now. I brought in the market trade bylaws so that people could open a market. Maybe that's not what people want to do right now, but okay, we have to put the building blocks in place so that other people can come in and use those to make our community and our commercial and make commercial success in Leakslip.
Right, I want to just move on from that particular issue and broaden the discussion a little bit. And Maris Blake, I want to bring you in. We're here in the Loch Namona Community Centre, and in terms of antisocial behaviour, look, every town and village is going to have antisocial behaviour. Every town and village is going to have its problems. I think what's been set up here and in other areas around Leakslip is brilliant and very commendable for the work that you're doing within the community. Tell us a little bit about why you set up and the work that you do.
So we work for in St. Kilda Family Services. So Leakslip is only one body of many bodies throughout Kildare. Unfortunately, when you were talking about the dereliction in Leakslip, the funding is not available here because we're on the border of Dublin for what we do. We do a lot of work with age groups from 10 to maybe 22. Originally, when we came into Loch Namona estate, there was a lot of antisocial behaviour going on throughout the town, not just here. So we had the opportunity to take part in the development of this building, and we've taken on. And since we've come here, the sense of ownership from the community is huge. And we've had no issues. We've had no break-ins, no antisocial behaviour outside. The community has taken on this building.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it has. It's come on really well. But that's a product of the community here. They've taken us in and let us kind of run what we needed to run. So we've took part in, like, we've ran Halloween events, community events, just to get younger kids in and older kids take a part. We have junior leaders from the area. They develop some of the work here. So they're part of the community in this area. We also run out of Easter Meadows, so we run different youth groups out there as well, and we run out of Leakslip Youth and Community Centre down the other end. You're talking about the two bases of Leakslip, one on this end, one on this end. There's a huge divide between the two sides of the community. Unfortunately, there is. We see it with our young people. Young people from here don't go to the other end of town. And if the post office is gone, if they're just going to that point, they'll have no reason to go into the village, unfortunately. For a lot of them, that is their only basis going in.
Do we need more then of an integration within the town from the north and the south? Declan, personally, you've your hand up there from the SOS Leakslip group.
Yeah, just picking up that very point, I admire what's being done in Loch Namona here, but if what we're talking about is attracting footfall to the village, to the town centre, what would be better than some sort of art space where kids could come along, or artists display what they do, music sessions, you name it. The kids can do what they want. But there's nothing like that centrally, just picking up the point about two ends of the town.
That's partly due to the fact there's very poor communication links between the town. For example, if you live in River Forest, you can't cross the River Rye in the Rye Vale to go to school in Colashacuron. The cul-de-sac that is River Forest Road ought to come out at Louisa Bridge instead of having to do 2 or 3 miles. That goes for cyclists as well.
I think John forgets that that was a proposal that... Yeah.
I haven't forgotten the Third World County War. Councillors who objected to it.
I think what Maris has said really highlights it. Building a town is about building more than houses. It is about building the community within the town. And you do need to have those community spaces to do that. I completely agree with you. That would bring a vibrancy in relation to if there were arts, you know, something that would be a draw to the village itself.
Attract businesses as well.
Absolutely. And I mean, the issue is not about the shops that are open. The issue is about the shops that are closed, you know.
Exactly.
They make the buildings, a lot of those buildings are viable buildings. Mm. And that's why it's so hugely disappointing about the decision not to use them for viable uses.
Okay.
Where people have an identity, really think this is a great town, but they are disappointed and let down by the main street. And I think we've got to acknowledge that.
Right, let's pick up on that. And with the next question, I don't want to undermine the work that's been done here whatsoever, because as you said, Mars, you've done great work. But is there enough for young people in Leixlip, Joe Neville?
Yeah, look, I suppose I'm someone who's been very involved in all different aspects of that. Like, I'm a director of the youth centre that you alluded to up in Coffee. I've been chairperson of that youth centre as well. And look, heavily involved in the sports clubs here. So I would say from a sports facilities other than swimming pool, we have been very fortunate, with 2 GAA teams that have been very successful, rugby teams. There's an amenity centre. There's Leixlip United, won the top soccer teams in the country. Liffey Celtics won the top basketball team. So sports, absolutely. But the youth facilities, I think we're only kind of catching up. And I think that is part of the issue. And I suppose the reason why this location is so successful, and why the location up in Confey, where I'm a director of, that's so successful. And I think that's something that had been, that Leixlip hadn't got. But I think going back to the point that we've talked about, a lot of them, and I suppose, is because the sports were all came out of the public themselves, the people themselves, the community, whereas the council-led items, we were a little left behind, and I think it's only catching up now. And the youth centre, you know, wasn't in Confey, wasn't a council-led at all. It's been led by the people who were saving, for who were looking for money for 30, 40 years before it got off the ground. Mm-hmm. And it's flying now. But back to the other point as well. Something I would have thought with the old ESB site, what I had looked for was a community centre in there / arts facility, so that would have been the location there for footfall. And look, we haven't seen the final design of that location, and others obviously elderly housing being there is the main part of it, but at the same time, as councillors, we have requested that other facilities be put in place. So okay. We wait and see what that comes.
There's work getting underway on the Confey Master Plan, and I know that's been happening for quite some time. Bernard?
The Confey Master Plan is going to take place, but it could be up to 15 years before it's completed. It could be 6 years before the first phase is done. And this is the second phase of the Leixlip plan. The first phase is almost finished. The start of the house is now in the back of the castle. And the second phase is up in Confey. Look, it's a huge plan. A lot of houses, a lot of various types of houses. There's a link onto the canal. There's a new road going in. And basically, I'm looking forward to it. So, I mean...
Open question then for anybody who wants to come in. Are there too many houses being built in Leixlip, do we think, at the moment? Or is there enough being built and enough infrastructure to go with it, or vice versa? Nuala Killeen, maybe if you want to come in first.
One of the key issues with housing is affordability. I think the population is growing, and I think one thing you have to have is phasing of community facilities. So if you provide houses, you're just damaging the community. You need to provide the community facilities alongside it. And as you saw, even trying to book somewhere, like every single place is at capacity with groups looking for places to have community events friends, community groups. I mean, the library does an amazing service. I don't think we've mentioned them, but they're amazing. But I think that in respect of the Confi plan, one thing is they wouldn't open the park and bylaws for discussion before the election, but they opened the Confi plan for public consultation over the Christmas period, which, you know, there was a bit of criticism about that. But I think the phasing is crucial. That's going to come before all of the councillors for discussion and emotions. But I think if we don't have the community facilities that are phased alongside that, we're really at nothing.
Who else wants to come in, Catherine?
I think this is a very large plan. 1,500 houses we're talking about, plus, as was said, a road and so on. But the access into it is not without a very significant challenge. If you're looking at, if you're looking at a lot of additional vehicles coming up and down the Captain's Hill, people getting in and out of their housing estate is going to be an even bigger issue than it is at the moment. And it's been looked at, if you like, almost as it's a contained area rather than how it integrates. And I think that that's going to be problematic. And you could find that there would be a centre, another centre, if you like, a commercial centre, whatever, within that, that would be even more reason not to, you know, to take away from the village rather than add to it.
Okay.
So that's going to be a problem, and we need to be addressing that problem in the context of this plan, because we can foresee some of the issues before they actually arise.
Joe?
Yeah, look, the Confi Master Plan is a very complex plan, and there's a reason why we've waited for 30 years before actually going across it, because the difficulty there is the canal. How do you get down? How do you access it? How do you access from the wider point, and how do you get people down to the village? Like, to have between 1,500 and 1,800 houses in any location is going to be massive. And you know, I'm not convinced that we'd be able to get the traffic flows in and out of it. In the wider point, you're talking about new roads. Where can we be sure that the roads will be built in the way that we want them? And then, obviously, 1,800 houses, it's not just about the houses. It's not about a housing plan. It's also about a social infrastructure plan. It's about a traffic infrastructure plan. And those are really complex issues that I don't think would be solved by just quickly going, yeah, here's 1,800 houses, and the zoning goes in. Yeah, absolutely, the houses go up. Yeah. But the roads that we were promised don't go in, and then the social infrastructure we were promised doesn't go in.
But that ties in with traffic. John, I'll come to you in a moment. Rory, you mentioned traffic and the fact that you have that business as well in Leixlip. For as long as I can remember, there's been traffic problems in Leixlip. I'm sure for as long as many of you can remember, traffic problems in Leixlip, particularly around the Captain's Hill area. Do you notice that that's a significant problem for your business?
Traffic per se is double-edged. It's not really a problem because it brings people past the shop, which is something we all want, brings people down to town. But obviously when there's too much traffic, it discourages people to stop as much maybe, or it causes issues with congestion, and people maybe up the top ends of the town might decide they're not going to come down because of the traffic. It's again, Leixlip is caught in a catch 22 here with traffic. I don't see any easy solution to it. I think the village as it stands needs a strong flow through it at the moment. Long term down the road, maybe in 10 or 15 years, you'd look at other systems of pulling traffic out of the town when the town is at a strong enough level to function without a huge passing flow that the businesses can feed off. So in time, that'll have to be done. I would say it's a positive and a negative from the business community down the town, but I can see people living in the town have been a problem, in fairness. I still think what would be of a major benefit to Leixlip is if the traffic would be more people physically living in the village, and then that would offset anything by maybe moving traffic out of the village in order to get the village more...
John Colgan, just to pick up then on a few things.
I spent 3 days reading the new plan for Confi, and the first thing that I'm concerned about, it is the work of people other than the county council's own staff, planners. They should be embedded in all this kind of thing, not to have contractors doing it, probably in the interest of a landowner to develop it. That's the first observation. As Catherine said, it's an enormous number of houses, 1,760, all coming down the Captain's Hill. No mention of any new road developments, which should be a prerequisite. There's a railway station to Navan and into Dublin only around the corner. That should be part of it, with roads built. I agree with the comment, I think Catherine made it, that it would be a separate centre, really, and it wouldn't be part of Leixlip. It needs to be part of it in the end. My proposals are for more connections to take traffic off the Captain's Hill, which is roughly 10,000 vehicles a day when it was last measured. And incidentally, a speed survey that was done at my request to the policing committee in 2012 showed that over 80% of the vehicles coming into the town were exceeding the speed limit. And that is part of the reality, you know. And the parking problem should be addressed as well. The site that Joe referred to, that the council owns for nearly 20 years, that should have been developed as either for housing, or and combination with car parking. There's no reason why you can't have cottages for singles and seniors and car parking on top of it, but you was using your imagination.
Right.
But it hasn't happened.
I want to bring Bernard back in on that, because Bernard, you had said that parking was obviously something that you wanted to talk about.
Parking will be discussed probably from next July onwards, but I have a motion in for next Friday week's council meeting that the council purchase or do a deal with the owners of the car park on the Captain's Hill, and they take control of that, and then move the cars on the Captain's Hill that are sticking out sideways. That will free up a lot of traffic in the morning time and in the evening time. Get it around the bottom quicker. It'll also make the car park at the back of the Captain's Hill a public car park.
Yeah, it's not a quick fix, though, is it? Well, it's not a simple fix.
We're in the valley. There's no way out unless we knock down houses. We are the way we are. And that's not going to change. Right. This is the only bit of space. There is another bit of space on the main street that's privately owned. Maybe it could be purchased. But I do know the council are interested in the motion I've in next week. And I think that will help. And I think when we do look at the bylaws, and I think Rory has said it to me, give an hour free parking and try and develop that way. But that's all in the future.
Some great work is being done here in the town. There's some great people, some great groups. And that can't be forgotten either. And Maras, I mean, I want to come back to you on that. And you deal with those younger people, you deal with families that are coming here, and you can see that community spirit firsthand.
Yeah, clear example of that was last year we decided to run a football tournament. So it was run by the young people from the area, like all over Leixlip, and the aim was then to better the relationship with the guards, so they would then play the guards. So it became a bigger project that youth projects from around Kildare came to Leixlip and actually took part in the tournament. But without the community here, like I'm not from Leixlip originally. I work in Leixlip. My colleague is from Leixlip, so she has a much better understanding than I have. But we had the likes of Leixlip United offer us pitches free of charge. You know, we had a lot of support. Even Intel, in fairness, they came out and helped us out as well. You know, we had a lot of support from the community. So when you were saying earlier about Dublin and Kildare, like the divider and Leixlip having their own identity, they absolutely have a huge community here. Now, I will name that, unfortunately, there's not enough support for the likes of us and the likes of like different projects. There's loads of support for soccer clubs and, you know, the soccer, the GA, everything else, they get, like, the amenities. We can't afford to hire the amenities. We have to get funding from places, and we have to chase people to try and get funding. So there's a lot of money in certain aspects in Leixlip, and there's not so much money in other aspects. So the great work that we're doing is only, and I know there's a bit of giving out about Kildare County Council in certain ways, the reason we're doing the stuff that we're doing is that we're getting funding to be able to do it from Kildare County Council. We don't get funding from other bodies because we're on the border of Dublin. We don't get Dublin funding, we don't get South Kildare funding. So we're kind of stuck in a catch-22 area, but only for the community of Leixlip. And it is the huge divide there, but people come together to support us.
Declan Purcell, just to bring you back in on that then, and I know you were calling for a community space, and you've lived here, your family are from here as well, so you know and have seen the changes down through the town. We heard from John Colgan earlier saying that maybe looking back, he questioned for the first time, did he make the right decision coming to Leixlip? Would you ever question living here, or do you think there is that great community spirit?
Well, to tell the truth, when myself and my wife moved out here in 1973, we said we'd move out for a year or so, and then move to the sea or something like that. And of course, here we are 50 years later, and we've sunk roots in the community, which is a terrific, as has been said several times, terrific community. My kids all participated in sports and speech and drama and musical societies and God knows what. So they're terrific facilities like that. So I don't regret for one minute moving out here and living here. I think it's a great place. But I do return to the idea of some sort of central space A theatre, well...
Or cinema.
I'd love a theatre, yeah, of course I'd love a theatre.
Dance hall.
Yeah, but you know, just, I've been around the country at drama festivals and things like that. Places like Manor Hamilton and so on. There's always some old building, whether it's an old disused church or something, that with a bit of goodwill and a good bit of funding can be converted to something like that. And it's amazing what that does for kids.
Yeah. Catherine, you're nodding your head there, taking everything on board.
Yeah, I am. In fact, I identify in for myself and many of my neighbours in terms of what Declan has said. A lot of people didn't know if they were going to stay here when they moved here first. And there were very many less facilities. And it really is more or less instructive of the community itself. Those facilities didn't just arrive out of nowhere. People really did put the energy into building those facilities. And people new into the area are having the benefit of those. But one of the things that I think also tells you something about the area is the people who want to move back. And there's a second generation of people who grew up here who are living here now. And the thing about it is when you start looking at who is contributing to, you know, the sports clubs in terms of, you're seeing people who themselves had the benefit of those people who built those facilities and helped to run them, doing exactly the same thing for that next generation. That tells you something really good about this area. And I think that is really quite defining of the kind of community this is. It was almost a frontier community when we came. When many of us came out here first, because it was a very small community, lots of things had to be built up first, and you know, and I'd be quite proud of a lot of what has been built. There's no doubt there are things that still need to be done, and particularly in the space that Maris is talking about. And I think that's, I would agree with what John said about the town council. That actually did have a bit of a budget. It did some very focused stuff, including in relation to shop fronts and competitions and, you know, things that actually pulled the community together. Okay. I think that was a big loss, and we're noticing that now.
Is the future bright for Leixlip? Yep.
The council still runs those shop fronts, but the business don't take part. And tonight in Newbridge, the awards are on for the business who provide.
And there's a couple of Leixlip businesses in them,
yeah. So the business don't take part. We try to encourage them. Halloween, the event, didn't take part. But I think one of the main things that Leixlip, like Catherine, when I came here before, it was a small little place. People got together, I'm sure Declan's, got together and ran things. You need volunteers to run any town and village. And we don't, people rely on the same people all the time to do what's been done. We do need, there's plenty of volunteers, plenty of people telling you what to do. But try and get them to do it is a different thing.
Well, we have them coming now. We're starting to see a change of mood in Leixlip with the SOS. And I think there's a volunteer group. The ladies who run it have really been outstanding with what they're trying to get done the town of their own free accord or not being forced to do it by anyone. They've even got me up off my seat to do things. They've been really beneficial. So I think that community spirit you're talking about is starting to get active now in Leixlip. And I look forward to seeing that develop over the next period.
And I just wanted to say, I think there was a bit of a lull over COVID, but after COVID, people have an appetite to reconnect. That energy, that vision, that enthusiasm is there. But what I'm hearing from everybody is people need that focal central point. They need that space. Do you know what I mean? There's fantastic, like when I think of when I was a kid, there was summer projects, there was sports projects, there was theatre, things, so many things. And actually people are looking for that sense of community, that sense of coming together. People have great energy, they have great ideas, and they're looking to challenge those. And they're looking, first of all, in a Leixlip context, for a central community space, a new one within which to do that. And they're looking to the council for assistance. They're also looking to the government assistance. 46% of the council funding comes from the government. And I think that, like all of the new families moving into Leixlip in the new housing estates, they're looking to build on what's already here.
Yeah, look, just as regards to your question, is the future bright for Leixlip? Absolutely it is. In fairness, the past has been, you know, from someone who grew up here, you know, was a brilliant place to grow up in, and it continues to be a great place to live, to raise a family. And, you know, and I've got great hopes for my family and the kids and their friends. And I can see the great area that they're living in. The same kids knocking around, you see the 12, 13-year-olds, 14-year-olds, they have the facilities that they have. Some they've got some great places, and there's the schools are excellent. You know, I'm in the Board of Management at Confrey College. Great school, you know, Colchester, another great school. The primary schools are thriving as well. So look, there's a lot to be positive about, and those kids will be well educated. They've got Maynooth University on the doorstep. They've got the universities and colleges in Dublin City Centre as well. Like to have a family and the accessibility for all of that. And I'm looking towards the future specifically. That is a great place for them to. This is a great place for them to grow up, and then to have one of the foremost companies in the world on your doorstep as well for potential to work in. The future is extremely bright, and I know there's going to be a great time future ahead for Leixlip.
Thanks to Social Democrats TD Catherine Murphy, Fine Gael Councillor Joe Neville, Fianna Fáil Councillor Bernard Caldwell, Social Democrats Councillor Nuala Killeen, Declan Purcell and Rory Crehan from the SOS Leixlip Group, local resident and community man John Colgan, and Mars Blake from the Leixlip Youth Project. And Mars, just thanks again for letting us use this building here in the Loch Lomona Estate, the community centre. Great work being done here.